you need to assume that this is going to happen on your campus.
Ernie Allen is the former president of the International Center for Missing and Exploited Children. He's now speaking out against campus sexual assaults. The state has enacted a dramatic law with the Enough is Enough initiative. Still, Allen tells WBFO News campuses must be ready.
They have to be prepared. The reality of this situation is that I believe it's an epidemic. The most recent research by the Washington Post and the Kaiser Family Foundation found that 20% of females in college will be sexually assaulted each year, 5% of males. So this is not just a women's issue.
And just after kicking off a new school year at the end of last month, there was an alleged attempted sexual assault in a Buffalo State dorm room. One of the major issues is getting victims to report these crimes. 4 out of 5 are not reporting campus sexual assaults.
The reality is most of them don't tell anybody. And so if colleges are not prepared, if they don't take steps to implement this law in the way it was designed, if they don't have the kinds of plans in place, they're going to embarrass their institution, but more importantly, they're not going to be in a position to provide the justice and the kind of support that these victims need.
Part of Enough is Enough is going to require that first responders give a reporting individual notice of their rights, rights that they have to make a criminal complaint, right that they have to do a Title IX investigation or a student disciplinary proceeding.
Amanda Lowe is an associate attorney at Phillips Lytle in Buffalo. She says under the new law, students will also learn how important it is to preserve evidence in such an attack.
They will also be entitled to have access to a sexual assault nurse examiner, and schools should assist with providing them with information about how to go about and see that person, whether that person is employed by the institution or if they're in a local community or hospital facility.
These experts say if colleges and universities execute the new law correctly, it will not only help a victim, but protect the reputation of their institutions. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.